Representing churches and synagogues, seminaries, mosques, and Sikh temples, the religious leaders said it's time to move beyond simply mourning the slaughter of 26 people in Newtown, Connecticut. They said now it's time for action. Evoking a string of mass killings, including one in Seattle last spring, the clergy made the case for changing laws and changing attitudes. Imam Abdullah Pulavina is with the Islamic Center of Shoreline.
Islamic holy book states, God will not change your conditions until you change yourself. Let's don't do God's part, do our part.
About 24 clergy appeared together at Temple de Hersh Sinai in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Together, they signed a statement that calls for specific gun control measures, including universal background checks and a ban on assault-style weapons. Reverend Leslie Braxton of New Beginnings Christian Fellowship said unrestricted access to guns no longer makes sense.
To say things like guns don't kill is like saying bats don't hit home runs, but no one's ever seen a baseball player hit a home run without a bat. It does matter.
The religious leaders said they'll be collecting signatures from clergy all over Washington and will present the statement to public officials. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.